There's another delay in the retrial of an Alliance man accused in the murder of a 17-year-old girl. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney granted a request for a continuance in the case of 54-year-old Robert Moore. He was scheduled to stand trial Monday. Prosecutor Lynn Morrow sought the delay, citing a possible conflict of interest. She consulted with Moore's family in her private practice in 2021. Morrow also asked for a special prosecutor to take over the case. No new trial date has been set. Motion for a bond reduction is slated for February 6th. Three teens charged in a fatal drive-by shooting in Canton have appeared in court. 19-year-olds Tracy Jones and Jerry Dotson and 17-year-old Paul Johnson of Canton were arraigned Tuesday in Starr County Family Court. They pleaded the juvenile equivalent of not guilty to charges of murder, felonious assault, and weapons possession. Prosecutors want their case sent to Common Pleas Court so they can be tried as adults. In April 2023, someone fired multiple shots into a home on Otto Place Northeast. Police found Bryson Barksdale dead inside the house. Jones, Dotson, and Johnson were arrested last week following a nearly two-year investigation. 2025 budget in place for the City of Alliance. The spending plan approved by Council last month. Auditor Kevin Knowles says the general fund is $15.1 million, roughly $1 million more than 2024. Scheduled pay raises for city employees and the city taking on a larger share of health care costs are among factors in the increase. Total appropriations are $58 million, or about $11 million less than last year. Knowles says that's partly due to American Rescue Plan funds being exhausted. New Year means reorganization for area school boards. The Alliance Board of Education Tuesday elected Beth Canfield Simbro as president. Bill Coe was elected vice president. Regular meetings will continue to be held in the administration offices the third Tuesday of each month at 5 o'clock. Marlington School Board reelected Karen Humphreys as president, while Jonathan Swift was elected vice president. Regular meetings will remain in the high school's digital learning zone the third Thursday of each month starting at 6 o'clock. The Starr County Sheriff will continue to oversee operation of the County Dog Warden's Office. Commissioners approved a two-year memorandum of understanding with Sheriff Eric Weisburn, who took office Monday. The Sheriff's Office began supervising dog warden operations 6 years ago. Commissioners also acknowledged the filing of an annexation petition by the City of Canton, wants to annex less than a half acre of property in Plain Township in the 2900 block of Market Avenue North. If there is no objection within 30 days of filing, the board will approve the measure at its next regular meeting. Union employees of the Starr County Building Department have a new contract. Commissioners approved a three-year agreement with members of AFSCME, Ohio Council 8, Local 959, AFL-CIO Wednesday. Commissioner Richard Regulus says it covers two clerks and six inspectors. They will receive pay raises of 3%. The first and second years, 3.5% in the third. Employees' share of health insurance costs will rise from 13% in the first 2 years to 14% the third year. The contract is effective immediately. 3 months after final approval of a $600 million settlement with Norfolk Southern, residents affected by the 2023 East Palestine train derailment are beginning to receive payments for personal injury damages. The claims were open to those who lived or worked within 10 miles of the accident and not subject to an appeal process that's delaying party damage payments. Salem News reports residents of the Village, Unity Township, Columbiana, New Waterford, and communities in western Pennsylvania were receiving confirmation letters disclosing the amount awarded from the Personal Injury Fund. They can pick up checks at the Settlement Center in East Palestine or opt for direct deposit. Payments were funded by $120 million set aside from the settlement. City of Youngstown should not have fired a former police officer. That's the conclusion of an arbitrator's report concerning Brian Flynn. The lieutenant was placed on administrative leave in March 2021. Flynn was terminated in December 2022 after being charged with 14 counts of dereliction of duty. He was accused of failing to follow up on sexual assault investigations. The charges were dismissed in June 2023. An arbitrator determined the city had just cause to discipline Flynn, but his firing was unreasonable and not appropriate. According to the report, he should get his job back with seniority intact. The city plans to appeal. Governor DeWine signed legislation Wednesday that boosts the rights of parents to know when schools are preparing to present lessons involving sexuality or gender or trying to promote gender changes in their children. Parents can opt out under the legislation, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. It comes as Americans increasingly criticize public schools as too liberal. The legislation also requires districts to allow students to leave school during the day for periods of religious instruction.